listening
to the Modern Horrors
Podcast Network. Today's episode of Final Girls Horrorcast is brought to you by Mikey H., Tommy B., and Armando. To become a part of our amazing Patreon crew, please visit us on patreon.com/Final Girls Horrorcast.
Hey there, lovelies, and thanks for joining us on the 326th episode of Final Girls Horrorcast. This is the show. Jesus. Sure, we discuss some of the horror, thriller, and sci-fi movies currently available on your favorite streaming sites. I'm Amy.
And I'm Carly.
I was really aware that I was reading that. Like, I feel like I have it memorized and I usually don't really read it. It just happens. But for some reason, today I was reading it and it just did not work very well.
Yeah, you were overthinking it. And so your brain was like, wait a minute, I know this. What's happening?
This is the 326th time I've said this in front of a microphone and I still can't do it right. On today's episode, we're discussing Stage Fright from 2014. I forgot how to say date years. Oh my God.
We're doing great.
This episode is brought to us by listener Ryan L., who suggested we watch this film. Thank you, Ryan.
Thank you so much, Ryan. The funny thing about Ryan is that he was like, so we all know we forgot to do listener requests last year. Sorry, RB. The year before that, Ryan wanted us to do Cursed and we did it. And then he was like, do Cursed again this year. And we were like, we did it.
We did it the last time you told us to watch it.
And then we went down a long list of movies before we finally arrived on
Stage. He requested three other films we'd already done before. And then we got to this one. And this is the one we went with.
Success. And it was chosen by our wheels. So,
yes.
You're welcome.
I don't think I mentioned that it's Listener Request Month either, because I really just, I should redo the beginning. I'm not going to, but I should. But yeah, let me rewind and also say it's Listener Request Month.
We're back. As a reminder, we do tend to spoil things, so continue at your own risk. Stage Fright is available on Fubo and Plex, and of course available to rent or buy. So if you like the idea of a horror musical, check it out before continuing. If you are spoiler sensitive, I don't really think there's anything to spoil here, though. Well, so
I wouldn't be too concerned about it.
Yeah. Anyway, that's it for me. What's next?
This is going like gangbusters. I hate that saying. I don't think I've ever said it before. No.
Well, it's recorded.
But before we jump into today's film, let's get started with the segment that we like to call
Trailer Trash Talk.
Today's trailer is You'll Never Find Me. It has a March 22nd release date, and it will be released on Shudder, as it is a Shudder exclusive, Carly.
It is. Fair fact.
It's directed by Josiah Allen and Indiana Bell, and it's their first feature-length film. It's written by Indiana Bell. The IMDb summary is Patrick, a strange and lonely resident, lives in a mobile home at the back of an isolated trailer park. After a violent storm, a mysterious young woman appears at his door, seeking shelter from the elements.
This looks fun, and I'm loving all of this Australian horror that we're getting. I feel like we also did another one. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just, bring it. Yes. Yes, please. More.
Yes. Agreed. I love how brutal Australian horror is.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it I feel like Australian horror has a tendency to be gory.
It tends to be more gory. It also tends to do things that we've maybe seen before, but differently. So it feels fresh.
That's true.
So yeah, I'm excited. I will definitely be checking this out on Shudder.
Just on a little mini tangent on just on the topic of Australian horror, where's Sean Byrne? Where are you? Come back to me, because he gave us two amazing movies, I think like 6 years apart, and it's been way past 6 years since we had The Devil's Candy.
It's been too long.
Like, I keep looking at his IMDb, like, where's the in production? Where is the, what are you working on? There's nothing here. I'm very upset about it.
Can we stalk him and request more?
I mean, so here's the thing. I'm friends with him on Facebook. I don't know how it happened, but I am friends with him on Facebook. And it takes everything in me to not message him and be like, please make another movie.
Girl, slide into those DMs.
I know I might. I might have to, just because I'm like, where are you? Please. Are you okay? Yeah. Are you trapped under a rock? Are you hiding in a cave writing the next best horror movie to come out?
Yeah, because Devil's Candy was what, 2015?
It was so long ago.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Ethan Embry's so hot in that movie.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, man. Yep. Yes.
Okay. Sorry. Back to You'll Never Find Me. So I am, I think this looks really good. I like the idea. It kind of feels like a home invasion, but a woman invading a dude's home, which is definitely like a newer thing. But I also am concerned that this is going to be a psychological horror movie, that it's like all in his head kind of thing, which
I think it might be. I think that's kind of the beauty of the trailer, is I feel like I kind of might know where it's going, but I can also think of like three other ways that it could possibly go.
Yeah.
So I'm also kind of, you know, curious to just go along for the ride.
Can I just tell you what I want it to be?
Absolutely. And then we'll come back.
I want it to be that she is a witch and she lives in the woods and she's like just come to sacrifice him for a spell.
I also want that.
I want it to be that. It's not that, but I want it to be that so badly. And so now I have to make that movie.
Yes. Nobody steal it.
Because I was like, oh, what if she's a witch and she's going to sacrifice him? Why is that the first thing that came in my head? I don't know. Because I've never seen a movie like that. Have you?
No, but that's what's great about it.
Yeah. Home invasion witch.
Home invasion witch.
Stealing men for spells.
What could be better?
We need to edit this out so I can just do it and no one knows about it, Carly.
Okay.
Okay.
Done.
Anyway, I think this looks good. It could go a multitude of ways. Mm-hmm. It could go either way for me, depending on where we're going here.
Agreed.
If we're going the psychological horror route, I'm not sure that I'm going to be into it.
I can't tell you. We'll have to see it. We'll put it on the wheel.
I do think it looks good, though. I'm into it.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I'll put a reminder for us to throw it on the wheel.
Will do. Or you do it, and then I'll be happy about it. I'm having a rough morning, Carly.
We're doing great.
This is all going according to plan.
Allow me to take it from here. You take a sec to sip on your coffee, hydrate, do whatever you need to do.
The nicest way to say shut up ever.
No, we got each other's backs here. There's two of us. So now I get a chance to just make a mess of this. Okay, ready? That's it for Trailer Trash Talk. Now we're going to talk about today's film, Stage Fright, from 2014. So I'm doing so good. You're
so great.
Written and directed by Jerome Sable, who did The Legend of Beaver Dam, ABCs of Death 2, and Bite Size Horror. It was also written by Eli Battalion, who also worked on The Legend of Beaver Dam. The IMDb summary is, a snobby musical theater camp is terrorized by a bloodthirsty killer who hates musical theater. And because it's not in the summary, this movie is 100 million thousand percent a musical horror movie.
Yeah.
With Minnie Driver.
Mm-hmm.
Who is a legit musical talent. She is amazing at opera. And also Meatloaf.
Yeah.
Question.
They were both my favorite parts.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Minnie Driver killed it.
Dude.
I could watch her sing all day.
I didn't want to listen to anyone else try to sing that song.
Oh my gosh. I think that was the toughest thing for me. The music was not
awful.
Great. But the singing, I'm like, can we fix this? Can we fix this in post? Like, I know.
Well, and the trivia is like, all the cast did their own singing live.
No shit.
I'm like, yeah, we can tell.
Oh, I feel like such a dick saying that.
I mean, okay, here's the thing. They didn't have to all do their singing live, or they could have done multiple takes. It could have still been their voices, but yeah. Like, you didn't have to do that. And they did some of those singers dirty doing it that way.
I agree.
Because it seemed like, oh, if the scene was good, even if the singing wasn't, we're going to keep it, mm-hmm. which they should not have done. Because you can tell, like, they're all very good singers.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, not every take is going to be perfect. Especially that song that they kept singing. That song that those women kept singing is like, how many fucking octaves? It's like an impossible song to sing well. Like, why would you pick that song?
All day on set.
Yeah.
Like, that's a lot. And that takes a toll.
It's just because we're both musical theater nerds.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, I can't imagine doing that for like a 14-hour day or how long. You know what I mean? Like, that's actually crazy and it makes my throat hurt and I need tea now.
But especially that song. Like, pick an easier song. It's obviously not a real song, right?
No. They wrote it for this movie,
100%. Right. Like, you didn't have to make it 12 octaves.
Yeah. Yeah. It didn't need to be opera.
No.
You know?
I mean, Minnie Driver killed it. Let's be honest. No one else could sing that song in this
movie. Minnie Driver is legit an opera singer. Like, and I get that it was like Phantom of the Opera vibes for sure.
Yeah.
But like, we also had like the killer was basically singing metal the whole time. So like, there are no rules, you know? Like, there were no rules here.
There were a handful of lines that killed me that were some of the funniest lines in movie that I've ever heard in my entire life. But as a whole, this movie is horrible for me. It's not a win. But I will say there were moments where I was like, this is amazing.
I was super entertained for most of it. So the beginning, I was like fine with. When the song that plays when we get to camp, I was like, oh no, this is going to be dreadful. But then throughout it, I kind of went in and out where I was like, this is wild that this exists. And it's amazing. But it's also like, am I going to ever watch this again? Probably not.
Well, it started off as an actual musical and then it stopped at some point.
Yes.
Like, they were, like, singing for no reason throughout the entire beginning of the film. And then it just stops being that way. This is the most inconsistent film I think I've ever
I've ever seen. Because at the beginning, it starts with saying, like it's a true, like, based on a true story. Like, names have been changed, but the songs that were performed were actually, you know what I mean? Like, it's weird. Where I'm like, what am I about to watch? What's happening here?
Yeah, and this, I don't like any of the characters, which is also a problem. Mm-hmm. Are we supposed to think Camille is possibly a killer? I mean, because I don't like her, and I feel like I should.
Well, like I don't know. I don't ever like her too, especially because we have like the whole, I don't like the whole like casting couch thing was kind of gross. Like
so
throughout
gross.
the whole movie.
Yeah.
And for no reason, like literally there's no reason except for to get him in the theater alone. So he dies by light bulb, you know?
Yeah.
Did she give you, like, the whole entire time I was thinking, like, Lindsay Lohan vibes, but, like, specifically Katie Heron, like, Lindsay Lohan in Mean Girls.
Yeah. She did kind of feel like Katie Heron in Mean Girls. Because she's definitely out of place, right? Mm-hmm. She doesn't really talk to anybody. She's not particularly nice to anybody.
Mm-mm.
And it's weird. It's a weird way to go. Like, it seems like we spent so much time on these two women fighting over having the lead and this creepy director trying to have sex with them. And not a lot of time on actual plot. Like, I feel like so much time is wasted on that. Instead, we could have, like, had the characters actually interacting and having personality.
I
there's
agree.
Really none of that. Like, there's... This movie likens itself to Sleepaway Camp, which it isn't anything like Sleepaway Camp. And as ridiculous as Sleepaway Camp, I know the characters' personalities. Mm-hmm. They all have moments where I feel for them or I can relate to them in some way. I mean, they're all over the top characters in Sleepaway Camp, but they all have like actual personalities, right?
Totally.
In this, I'm like, I don't understand who half these people are. I don't understand their personalities. They don't really interact in a way that makes sense to me.
No, my favorite character, or the only one that I like thought I maybe understood, was like the brother.
But he's barely even in the movie.
No, I know, but I liked all of the scenes that he was in. Like, he seemed very genuine. But then it felt, spoiler alert, when he's like the killer at the end, that felt so out of like whatever. It just was like, wait, where was I supposed to connect these dots when he's literally only in the kitchen? You know what I mean? And then they try to like bring it back with like Meatloaf being the, you know, killing the mom or whatever because she's having an affair. And I was like, this just, it feels, I think you explained it perfectly, where it feels so inconsistent. Because there's two different movies going on.
Well, I thought it was the brother the entire time, and in no point did I think it wasn't the brother.
Totally, 100%.
Okay. Because we meet the brother in like the first scene of the movie, I'm like, oh, he's the killer.
Yeah. Well, because what I mean by that, though, is like he's like not in any scenes.
Right. He's barely in the movie.
Yeah.
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 Except as the killer, but you don't realize he's the killer.
Correct. But
you're not supposed to know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I mean, there's it's the most inconsistent, wild thing. Yeah.
And there's no bops, which is like upsetting to me because I feel like even in more modern musicals, even horror musicals like Anna and the Apocalypse, like there are songs that you're like, all right, I can get into this. But this was just like, no, none of that.
I don't really get the impression that the people making it were theater people.
Mm. Yeah, they were like, it was like the idea of theater people.
Maybe, yeah, it was like, it seemed more like making fun of theater people, which, totally. I mean, is fine, but...
But do it the well.
The accuracy.
Yeah.
It was not super high accuracy. And also the... can we go back for a minute? Because I want to talk about Camille's hair for a moment.
Okay.
I found her hair choices very confusing. Mm-hmm. She was wearing headbands a lot of the time. One of them was like a feather just like across her forehead,
what
across her bangs. I don't know what that was. I found that very confusing. And
when she walked into the kitchen, or no, when she walked, okay, so we see her in the kitchen and she's like, I have to go to rehearsal, and then she leaves and walks into the thing. I'm like, what, does she have blood across her forehead? And then I was like, is that that's a feather like glued across her bangs? Like, what
it doesn't,
is happening?
It doesn't even make sense. Like, how did they even do that?
I don't
like,
know.
Like, what hair?
Legit makes no sense. Someone found it in the props and was like, yeah.
This will look great across her forehead for no reason.
Totally. It didn't.
No. I mean, it's fine. I didn't really understand the whole Kabuki. I get it. They're trying to do like a pretentious director joke, I think.
Yeah.
I will say the Bukkake joke had me cracking up. What's the Japanese tradition of covering your face all in white?
Yep.
By the way, that is Rick from Degrassi. I don't know if you are a Degrassi person.
I was not a Degrassi person.
Oh my God, you weren't?
No.
You missed out.
I don't think I did, because I've seen a lot of clips from it, and I
oh my god, it's amazing. It's like the it's so much fun. It's so much fun. Oh my god.
Look, we got me into Vampire Diaries. Let's not. So
the guy that plays the fake killer, like in the play with the long hair, that's he was in Degrassi, and he was the guy that shot up the school in Degrassi.
Sam Ephraim Ellis. I'm going to click on his name.
I don't know.
Yep.
Know him as Rick from Degrassi.
Next Generation.
He was also kind of a theater dork in Degrassi as well, by the way. So I just loved that he was in there playing a very dumb kind of guy. But that was fun for me.
That was also his thing, because like I'm like, why is he in love with her? Like, we don't get any inclination of that they ever spoke before. You know what I mean? Like, and all of a sudden,
that guy's gay, and it kisses the stagehand guy at the end. Didn't he? Oh, no, that's a different guy.
I was thinking of the guy. Okay.
Oh, the guy that does the lighting? No, the guy that does the lighting is in love with her.
Okay, no. Rick is the guy that's like, I'm totally not gay, but I love theater. Yes. I'm gay for theater.
No, he's the guy that is the killer in the play.
Yeah, but he's like, I'm totally not gay. But then is gay.
But he is. Yeah.
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 Okay.
But he is. Yeah. Yeah. And then he kisses the guy. Yeah.
We have one guy that's like, I'm so gay. And then we have one guy that's like, I'm not gay. I'm just gay for theater. But then he's actually gay.
But then he is gay. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. If this sounds as ridiculous as it feels like talking about it, that's this movie.
it's just not. It's fine. Let's talk about the actual killer. Mm-hmm. Who is in a kabuki mask and says lots of lines. So it's a lot of one-liners and metal music and screeching, I guess, is the best way to put it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
His metal voice. How did you like that?
I nothing surprised me at a certain point. And I was just like, of course, this is how we learn about the killer. He's going to come in with metal. Music.
So, like, let's just think about the kills that happen, because the first kill makes sense. If it's her brother's the killer, the first kill makes sense, because that guy was a douchebag.
Yeah.
And he needed to go. Let's be honest.
Correct.
The other kills that he makes behind the scenes don't make any sense to me. Why is he killing the costume girl? What was her beef with her? Why did he kill the other guy, Rick? Why did he kill that girl who was singing in the shower? I just don't. Those three kills don't make any sense to me.
No.
Is he just planning to kill everybody?
I think so. He was just killing with who cares. Like, this is whatever. But
it sounds like he should have just killed Meatloaf and that would have been the end of it. Like, why is he killing all these other people?
Agreed. Why is he, like, coming into this show? Was he going to kill anyway if they didn't do the show that his mom was killed at? It makes no sense, especially for the reason that we're supposed to believe that he kills. It would have just made sense for him to kill the director and Meatloaf, and then that's it.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and then we also have the janitor who's supposed to be like Ralph, right? From Friday the 13th. At least that's my impression of who he's supposed to be. He's the old man that's working on the sides and is giving suspicious side eye throughout the film. But he never does or says anything. So he's not even fulfilling his purpose as that type of character.
I didn't even like notice him, to be honest.
Is he supposed to be a red herring? Like, I don't understand why he's there. Like,
no.
Give him a line or two.
Throw a line at him.
Have him produce a warning or something. What is his I just don't get it. Other than being either possibly a red herring, which who's falling for that? Nobody. Or, I mean, I really don't get it.
Amy,
is it just supposed to be an homage to Friday the 13th? Like, what is
his purpose? They were just throwing things at and seeing what stuck. And then we're like, yeah, put it in there. You know, I don't feel like there's a rhyme or reason to this.
I'm really it's really upset. I had a really hard time with this movie.
I just let it happen. I said, this is crazy and ridiculous, and just, I'm going with it.
It's a collection of scenes that don't really have to do with each other.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
But there is a baby David Rose at the end, which I'm a fan of.
When he was interviewing her, I like immediately grabbed my phone and I was like, that's Dan Levy.
He's so dang cute. Little baby Dan
He's
Levy.
So
dang
with his
cute.
Glasses. Oh, what a treasure. Love him. Love him so much.
Yeah. This really just isn't my thing.
Yeah.
But thanks, Ryan.
Thanks,
we're
Ryan.
We're not friends anymore.
I think you lost your best friend status with Amy. Sorry.
Yeah, we're not friends anymore. I would have rather watched Cursed again.
We could have.
we could have, but I'm also, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right.
All right. Well, that concludes week two of Listener Request Month. How you been doing?
Well, you know, we got all the ones out of the way.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. You guys, we really appreciate you and your requests.
Really, I honestly, I know Amy doesn't feel this way. I'm glad to have watched this movie. So,
you're right.
You know?
You're correct.
I'm glad I know that it exists.
Here's the funny thing. So I think I messaged you yesterday. Mm-hmm. I was searching for the movie on Roku to see where it was streaming.
Yeah.
And the poster comes up and it was a different poster than I'd seen before. And I was like, why does that look so familiar? And then I was like, oh, wait a minute. And I go into my office, I look through my shelves of DVDs and I find it. I owned it and I didn't even realize it.
That's amazing.
So, and I think the reason I own it is because someone requested that we do Stage Fright Aquarius back in the day, which is a Final Girls favorite. We love
Stage
Fright Aquarius.
Yeah.
But they said not the 2014 one, the old one. That is Aquarius, not regular Stage Fright.
And okay.
But they said the other Stage Fright is good though. And I remember them saying that. And I remember seeing it over at like the used DVD spot where I get my horror movies. And I saw it and I was like, oh, I'll get that because I remember someone once saying it was good.
I didn't realize that Stage Fright Aquarius was listener request. I thought it was an 80s or weird month movie.
I think
that
it was,
did.
But someone had mentioned it.
Gotcha. Okay.
I don't think it was like requested. I think it was just like a conversation with somebody. I don't really remember.
Because I remember us looking because we were like, oh, there's so many Stage Fright movies. And then we were like, this is Stage Fright Aquarius specifically.
Aquarius.
Which is fucking phenomenal.
Love that. I rewatched that movie. You know what other movie I rewatched?
What?
I rewatched The Boogans on Friday.
Yay, because you have it. You bought the.
Yes. I bought the 4K.
Was it 4K? What is it?
The 4.
Yes.
Yeah. The 4K Blu-ray. Yeah.
Amazing.
HD 4K. And it was not stunning, you know, like you would think a 4K is, but.
Better.
The movie is so wonderful.
Yeah.
I forgot about Tiger, the dog.
Oh, Tiger.
And the amazing.
Yes.
The insanely amazing acting that dog does.
The hero of the film. He's give like Tiger an Oscar.
Acting his little heart out.
He really is.
We watched it for a movie night at my house. No one else had seen it. And everyone loved it because it's a fantastic film. So The Boogans lives on in my heart.
That movie, it's... No, I'm so happy that it got a 4K restoration because it looks like someone recorded it off of the TV and then posted it to YouTube is kind of like the vibe that I got while I was watching it. But it's so much better than that. So I think any kind of quality upgrade is something, you know?
It's definitely an upgrade.
Yeah.
But I just wouldn't say it's like the same as my Suspiria 4K. Oh, you know
no.
what I mean?
No, 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 no. And it, why would it be? You know?
No, it wouldn't.
Nobody kept that those prints pristine. Like,
no.
They did their best.
Well, and I'm surprised that it even got one because I never have heard anyone else talk about the Boogans except us.
Yeah, same.
That's not one that people talk about.
No, it's really not. I'm happy that it did. I'm grateful that it did.
It should be, in my opinion, but, you know, whatever. So anyway, I think, I don't know where I was going with that, but the Boogans is great. Oh, I was just going to say, it's funny that I had stage fright. I couldn't believe that. I have it. So now I own this movie, Carly.
I'm so happy for you.
And I can watch it over and over and over
whenever you want.
Whenever I want.
Oh, that's neat.
But you know what? It is great when I own movies that I haven't seen and I do get an opportunity to watch them. Because I was thinking about doing a side something where I watch all the horror movies I own that I've never seen before. Because I have quite a few.
Oh my God, you should totally do that.
Because I just buy them. And then I'm like, that looks good. Or I think I've heard something about that. And then I'll just buy them and they just exist and I forget I have them. You know?
Do it. Do it.
Maybe. There's a lot of stuff in there that I'm like, I'm sure that's awful.
Yeah, but you know.
But it was a dollar.
Through.
What am I going to do? Not buy it?
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. Yeah. I don't see the problem.
My apologies. I'm a mess today.
I love it.
I feel very incoherent.
You're doing
great. All over the place. I don't think I am, but I appreciate you saying so. So what have you got going on over there, Carly? Did you watch anything new? Did you go to the theater this week?
I did. Okay, what did I see? I saw Dune again.
Okay.
And then I saw Imaginary. Because Because I think last time I talked about the pop-up that Blumhouse and Lionsgate did for Imaginary, and it was fucking phenomenal. The movie, not so much.
No.
Would not recommend. It was weird. I wish the pop-up was better. Sure.
Check out the pop-up.
Check out
don't
the pop-up.
Go
don't the you theater. Can skip Imaginary. Wait till it's streaming. Apologies. Don't spend money on it. I wouldn't recommend. Yeah. Yeah, it was
weird. I'm not surprised that it's not good.
Yeah, I think, it was rough. What else did I watch? I don't think I watched anything else. It's been a crazy week.
Yeah.
So, did I tell you that I saw Driveaway Dolls?
No.
I think that's what it's called. It was not good either. I wouldn't recommend that one either. So it looks like it should be cool. It's like the new Ethan Coen movie, but it was not. I'd skip it. So I haven't been having much luck at the theater except for Dune, which is phenomenal.
Sure.
But yeah,
it's a good time.
That's really it. That's really it.
Oh, all right. I haven't really been watching anything myself, so I can't really talk much because I'm still watching Attack on Titan little by little. I just finished the first season, just 25 episodes.
Nice.
Yeah. The second season's short, and then the third and fourth season are also very long, so we'll see. It's going to take me a while to get through it.
Yeah.
It's one of those things, like, when I get into it, I just kind of binge for a while because they're only 20 minutes long. And then I'm like, okay, I need to watch something else.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Because they do a lot of the episodes. It's like, it feels like they're stalling for 15 minutes and then the last 5 minutes are exciting. So you want to watch the next one, but then it's slow for 15 minutes and then something exciting happens at the end again.
Yeah.
So it's like just that over and over again. And then it gets a little frustrating at times. You're like, just have something happen the whole time.
You're just like fast forwarding to the end.
Well, I'm like, they have these very long drawn out monologues at time. And we're like, we get it.
Yeah.
Like the internal dialogue at times is a lot. I'm like, okay, I get it. You're upset. Like, you know, or you're feeling passionate about this.
That's so funny.
It's just a very, it's a very anime thing to do, which I am not against it. But if you're binging, it gets a little exhausting. So I do take breaks at times.
I can see that. I can see that.
I don't think they're meant to be binged like that. Oh, and the intros, like 4 minutes long. I'm like fast forwarding 4 minutes just to get to the meat of the episode. Like, just, it's like the whole, like, this is what happened last time. And then there's the intro song is like an hour long for some reason. I have no idea why.
It's just, that's how it is. That's how it is.
It's fine. It's fine. Just saying. There should be a button. You know, usually there's a button when you're streaming and there's like an intro, like,
yeah, skip Netflix, to the episode. Like, skip intro.
Yeah, Hulu is not doing that for me. Mm. So I just have to fast forward on my own every time, which is, I'm just apparently
rude.
Against it. It's I didn't rude. Realize I hated it so much until I'm trying to binge things that have really long intros. This episode, long intros. I'm sorry. I feel like I'm really failing today.
You're good. I'm sorry, but I'm also happy that you are enjoying Attack on Titan.
I am. I am.
But yeah, should we spin the wheel and see what we're doing next
week? Yeah, I'm getting it up right now.
Amazing.
Okay. So there's some stuff on here we might need to figure out if we spin it, how we're going to handle it. I'm just prefacing. We might have to have a meeting to just figure out. Here, I'm going to spin.
Wheel of Terrors.
It happened. Charlie! Troll 2.
Oh my god! I was like, what did Charlie pick? Amazing. Okay, we've been talking about this for a while. Troll 2 is streaming on Tubi, on Canopy, on Redbox, on Pluto TV, and on Freevee. So, check it out.
I feel like Troll 2 is one of those movies I hear a lot about. We did the first Troll movie.
We
which
did.
We loved, by we the loved way. It. I think we did. I think we loved it.
We loved it. I loved it.
Yeah. And everyone was like, did you do Troll 2? And I'm like, no, but we did Troll. And they're like, no, that movie's not good. You have to watch Troll 2. I'm like, wait, but it is good.
We're like, shut your mouth, about? Though. Yeah. How dare you?
So maybe Troll 2 will be even better.
I'm really excited.
So I've been meaning to watch that one for a while because I feel like it's mentioned quite a lot.
Charlie knew it.
All right, Charlie. Don't let us down, Charlie.
He never does.
It's true. I feel like we should talk more, but also
honestly, I don't have anything else to say.
All right. I'm excited to watch Troll 2.
Me too. So join us next week when we talk about Troll 2.
It'll be awesome.
Yes.
Or something.
It will.
All right. I'm sorry, everybody. All right. Are we done?
Can I
go?
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Until next week when we're discussing Troll 2. I'm Amy.
And I'm Carly.